Good afternoon, everyone. You're welcome here to Father McNamara for this intermediate Camogie final between Fecal Killinina and Cluny. And we'll give you the teams in a moment. The game is just half being thrown in, and it's Fecal Killinina on the attack. And the ball is down for Fecal Killinina. It's going to be Claire McNamara. Claire McNamara hits this ball across, looking for Maeve Brady. The ball goes in over Maeve's head, but it comes towards Lorna McNamara. Lorna McNamara trying to get it through. Lorna McGrath trying to get it. It's Fecal in the green and yellow, and the ball comes out to Evelyn Duggan. A shot from Evelyn Duggan, and that's the first score of the game. Over the bar from Evelyn Duggan. Evelyn, a very versatile player for Fecal, can play in a number of positions, playing in the middle of the field today. She opens the scoring here. Fecal in their green and blue, and our Fecal Killinina playing down towards the goals here at the town end, and the green and red of Cluny defending the goals at the town end, playing down towards the, and the ball is out in the middle of the field. The middle of the field comes out towards Mairead Ryan. Mairead Ryan gets the ball as Regan. That's that one pass up, but Mairead Ryan gone through the middle for Cluny Quinn. The Limerick senior Sarah, a shot for Mairead Ryan, is there Tainard, gone to the right hand side and gone wide. We'll give you the teams. The Fecal team is in goals, is Roisin Quilligan, Eileen Daly, Ella McNamara, and Kieran Minogue is the full back line. Aoife Toohey, Regan Conway, and Vera Loughnane in the half-back line. She's Anne Spillane, and Evelyn Duggan is in midfield. At the half-forward is Claire McNamara, Roisin McMahon, and Maeve Brady, Laura McGrath, Robin Conway, and Laura McNamara is the full-forward line. And we'll give it to Cluny team. In goal is Sheila Daffy, Nicola Reardon, Jessica McMahon, and Mairead Kelly, Kira Halpin, Sinead McGee, and Orla Duggan is the half-back line. Kira Grogan, Amy Costo in the middle of the park, Eimear Minahan, Maria Ryan, Avin Duggan, Mary Clune, Deirdre Murphy, and Emma Constein. And with the game, is just this broadcast is brought to you in association with Dale Credit Union, and our outside broadcast is sponsored by Michael Long Construction. And I'm joined in call commentary here by Pat McNamara, and we'll get a word of Pat in a minute as Maria Ryan. But it comes to Regan, the Fecal centre back, goes back in towards her own goals. Another versatile player, can play in any number of positions. The ball blocked down by Kira Grogan, in back out in the midfield, starting to say the ball comes to Evelyn Duggan. Duggan, who has started very well, getting the opening score, gets the ball up to Claire McNamara. Here come Fecal Killinina. Claire McNamara, the wing forward, back from injury for this cause, gets the ball in towards the full forward. The full forward is Robin, but the ball comes to the diminutive style of Laura McGrath. Here comes Laura McGrath for Fecal. A shot goes in towards Sheila Daffy in the goals, and Daffy winds up and clears this ball out here towards the safety of towards the sideline. The ball is coming out towards Minahan. Gets away from Vera, but Vera's a sticky commercial, comes off the stick of Vera Loughnane out over the line. Pat McNamara, your early thoughts.
Yeah, just 2 minutes in, Leo. Good start for Fecal Killinina. Evelyn put it over the bar beautifully there for left as her strong striking point. And Cluny Quinn missed a possible scoreable one as well. Line ball for Cluny now in the middle of the field on the right hand side.
Yeah, and that line going to be taken by Kira Hedman. The ball goes up along the line, goes off the stick of one of the Fecal Killinina players, out over the line again. So changes are plenty on this Cluny Quinn team here at the start of the game. There was slow nothing given to team in to our commentary team here. So once you saw that, Pat, you were expecting changes.
Absolutely. No, we've got no word out of them up to 5 minutes beforehand, and by then we're doing other things. So we're kind of going by what we see on the numbers. And you've picked it out, Lee, already. One or two, quit number 24 there is Eimear Moynihan, as you've mentioned, already involved in the game already. So, yeah, I suppose they were keeping things close to their chest. Fecal Killinina will be disappointed that both Jody Guilfoyle particularly, and Seán Kenny, of course, the goalkeeper, are injured. But Roisin Quilligan has been deputising and doing very, very well indeed. And I'm sure Jody does a chance she'll make an appearance at some stage if they need a bit of power inside the full forward line.
Yeah, it's a free right out on the sideline here, going to be taken by Emma Constantin. Emma, who is the daughter of former PRO of the Lady, who done tremendous work for Clare Camogie in Orla Constantin. She's right out tight to the sideline here, about 25. metres out. Constantine's lovely striker of a ball. Unfortunately, that one was a tail of that one for Emma. Gone out. It was a rather difficult free out to the right hand side and gone wide. And the puck coming out from the Fecal goalkeeper, Roisin Quilligan. Goalkeeper, no. Excuse me, Gamaleske, no stranger to the Quilligan family ever, who had a tremendous season in goal for Fecal. And Roisin gets a good puck out towards the middle of the field. He's caught in the middle of the field by the midfielder. In the midfielder is Costello, who was impressive in senior championship last year. And a shot from Emma from, and it's pulled back, a foul by Vera Loughnane. Andy McMahon, the referee, was given the advantage, but a free in here. And here in this early stage of the breeze favouring Cluny Quinn here in the first half, Pat. So really it is going to be a rear guard action for Fecal Killinina here in the Cadla.
And the biggest side of that wind was Roisin's puck out there. It's hung in the air and went straight to an unchallenged midfielder there. Evelyn Duggan had gone a little bit further ahead, but the puck out didn't make that distance. So there was a foul going in. She's 30 metres out. She's probably going to tap this over. But there's a fair stiffish breeze. You'd know, everyone knows around at home today, there's a swirly wind. It's a lovely tropical wind and warm for September, but it's there now.
Bamy conditions here, and Emma Constantine lives up to scoring here after coming on five minutes here in the first half of a very exciting first start here. And that's a massive puck off from Quilligan into the breeze down to the half hour line, comes down towards Zijan Spadan, but Spadan is beaten by Orla Duggan. And here here comes the Clooney attack coming on waves. Kira Grogan got on the outside. Ollie Duggan gone through the middle, but her pass goes astray. Duggan tries to get, but his end gets it. Comes out. Out is the fullback or the cornerback. He's Eileen Daly trying to get it out for Feakle. Comes out to his end. And a tremendous prospect is this there. Regan Conway tries to get that one up for Feakle. It's tipped off for Hurley by Deirdre Murphy. A push by Deirdre Murphy on Claire McNamara, walking hard back in their own half back line. And he said, as I said, it's going to be a rear guard action here. Absolutely pitch again in perfect condition. Again, credit once again to the Clare Camogie Board for a feast of Camogie here in Father McNamara Park for this week. And Regan Conway strikes this one, gets a good ball up into the corner. That's a good delivery and a push on the back on Laura McGrath by Maureen Kelly. My God, Pat, that was probably the most 100% free of the weekend so far.
Yeah, Laura nearly went through the ground there, and Laura is going to go down easily for a player who's small in stature, massive in heart, the heart of a lion, or should I say a lioness. Laura definitely was clattered there from behind and went down. Laura is a super player, and you know, we're expecting a good from Laura, and indeed the other corner forward, Lorna McNamara as well. Those two really, really well able to finish with great skill as well. So a lot to look forward to. Lorna takes this free now.
Lorna McNamara puts extends Feakle's lead, puts it 2 points to one. And Pat, you know, social distance being observed, but I tell you, you've heard of the song, the men and the women, but the men behind the wire, but I tell you, it's the men and the women outside the wire here today in Father McNamara Park. And the puck out comes out from Sheila Duffy. Sheila Duffy goes down towards Kira Grogan. Kira Grogan being chased by Zizan. Zizan tries to get it off her, but gives the ball back to Duggan. Here comes Ola Duggan. Ola Duggan, tremendous skill as she flicks the ball over the head. A shot from Duggan. Is that, and that, I tell you, Pat, we have been treated to a feast of Camogie and another top class score from the stick of Ola Duggan.
Yeah, Ola Duggan, of course, is a super intercounty player, Leo. Has been for many years. That experience, you can't buy it. And you know what she brings to this table today, you know, I guess a pretty inexperienced enough Fecal Kilnina team, is massive. And a great catch by Moynihan again, Leo. That girl is in for a reason.
No, not Moynihan. That was Kira Helpin, Kira Helpin wouldn't steal it. Her mother, Margaret Long, comes all the way from Budaig. So I tell you, good tradition there. I don't think Margaret was as good of the stick of the Hurley as Kira, and Kira, who has played for the Clare Juniors and at underage, and it's Kira Grogan, a free right out in the middle of the park, 20 metres in from the sideline. There's 2 points all here after 7 minutes. Kira Grogan, a lady who's a tremendous career in Camogie so far, a long way to go. That's a tremendous strike from a shot. Oh, Roisin blocks it in, and I tell you one thing, that was Roisin went up on one end. Was the most difficult ball of all for a goalkeeper, a ball just coming under the post. If she left it off, she's gone into the back of the net. And fairness, she saw it later, it was a good one-handed save. You know, that was, I tell you, it is the most dangerous ball of all, Pat, and she did more than capably.
I've always said that about Camogie and Hurling, but particularly Camogie, I think, because not all the goalkeepers are tall. There's just that one dipping under the crossbar, and she did a perfectly good decision to reach for with one hand and knock it over 65. A great intervention there from Roisin Culligan, in fairness.
And here's Kira Grogan with her second chance, this 45 metre free. Director says she's lovely, lovely nonchalant throw from Grogan, a lady who has won Ashburton Cup medals with UL. I'm not sure she managed anything. She hasn't for loose change in the back pocket, but also a member, I played Captain Clare to an under 16 Munster Championship. I got player of the match in that game and has played in the Clare senior team for many years. The ball is up with Duggan, who opened the scoring here, and Duggan gets this ball across looking for Laura McGrath. That should be the tactic. McGrath goes out, but he's been chased up by Mairead Ryan. Grogan gets on here in the middle of the field, but she's robbed, and it comes out to the centre forward. The centre forward is Roisin McMahon. Roisin McMahon trying to get through. Zizan trying to get out, but the strength of Clooney, and here comes Grogan for Clooney. Clooney, who got relegated from senior down last year, will be hoping for a quick return. Gets the ball looking in towards Emma Constant. Constant gets out of head of Eileen Daly, and she switches this ball across. Vera lets it go, but it goes to Deirdre Murphy. Deirdre Murphy, the young player for Clooney Quinn, gets this ball on the half forward line. Here we are, we have a Shamazzle here right on the forward line, and Andy McMahon, I tell you, Deirdre Murphy, I tell you, her ears, you know, Belize, there was like a spring chicken coming out there, Pat, as she came out sprinting out for that ball.
Oh, an Olympic sprinter, she's amazing. But the other thing is that the experience of both Kira Grogan and Ola Duggan is already very, very influential in this game. Those two top county players that Clooney Quinn have, Leo, very influential already.
And the ball is out from Sinead McGee, kind of a hospital pass to Grogan. Grogan took it well and took the shoulder from I think it was Zizan on that day. So it's a free in for Clooney and Feakle. Starting to, you know, the pressure beginning to help. Guilty of giving away a number of frees, and you can't afford to give that against free takers such as the stature of Grogan. And she strikes this one. Is there a tail on this one? Murphy went up one handed. The score after 9.5 minutes is 3 points for Clooney Quinn, 2 points for Fecal Kilnina, and a puck of mock late Roisin Quilligan. And Roisin, in no particular hurry, gets a good strike. That's a great puck off from Quilligan, gets over looking for Claire McNamara. Evelyn goes up one hand, but the ball is going to block down towards the wing back. Is Aoife Toohey. I tell you, it's something about the Toohey's. seem to find their best position at wing back. Her father was a tremendous wing back for Fecal win the county championship. Owen has also played, given great underage and minor and senior hurling for Fecal at wing back. And the ball is turned in. The ball comes back to Regan. Regan out from her centre back position. That's Regan Conway. And the ball is out here. Mairead Ryan to pick it up. Indeed, Ryan, who's moving dangerously. And I tell you, she took a bit out of that one. And Regan Conway should get on this one for Fecal, which she does. And here's Regan Conway coming up the field, up for her centre back position. She can carry this ball. Gets a lovely ball in towards Robin. And the ball into her cousin Robin. Here's Robin. Oh, Robin gets the ball. She gets away from the fullback, Jesse McMahon. McMahon is the formidable Lord. And a challenge out. Come back. A foul on Robin Conway. The ball comes out to Laura McGrath. McGrath. Andy should pull back there for the free. Yes, a free in. And to do Pat McNamara, the Fecal full forward line look very dangerous. Fecal Kinley in the full forward line to give the true title look very dangerous. It's a matter of getting that ball in there.
Yes, it's mainly youngish and very, very skillful. There's a huge amount of the first touches of all those three girls is amazing. Their sidestep, they would have that all. They wouldn't be the strongest in the world physically, and that's the interesting battle today between themselves, Nicola Reardon and Jessica McMahon and Mairead Kelly. On that occasion, Laura was fouled, and Laura's a great girl to draw free because again, she's smaller stature and people kind of tend to fall out over her with a knock on the process, and Laura McNamara has stepped it over to level the game, Leo, after 11 minutes.
And that puck out from Sheila Deffy goes out. Duggan wins it well, and the ball comes out to Costello. He's a player I was very impressed with last year. The ball comes out to the wing forward. This Maeve Brady gives it out to Zizan. Gets a lovely low ball in towards Robin. Control lets it out, but she gets it at the second attempt, and here comes Conway. Maybe guilty of taking a small bit over, and you can't do that with all of Duggan and the likes of those players around. The ball is here. We're 30 metres out from the Clooney Quinn goal. Body's going to ground. I tell you, there's shoves and pushes, and there's a lady trying to break out with a player. And she gets the ball out to Grogan. Andy just lets it go, and the ball goes in towards the full forward. The full forward is Sarah Costello. Ella McNamara does well. Ella McNamara at full back for Fecal Kinlina gets it. Regan tries to get it up. Indeed, it comes out, and it is Eileen Daly gets the ball out to Zizan, and Zizan just clears it into the corner in towards Laura McGrath. That's their outlet. McGrath, high tackle by Mairead Kelly on Laura McGrath. McGrath is doing well, and in fairness, Pat McNamara, if Fecal Kinlina, you know, are going to make hay, get that ball into that corner, because McGrath looks on her game today.
Yeah, she seems to have Mairead in trouble. I think she's very elusive, Laura is. And again, the first touch is everything, Lee. When you control the ball first, you scare the corner back because they think you're going to be skinned, and the corner back doesn't want that, so you're going to foul the player rather than let her in past you for the green flag. And you just hope that maybe the free from an awkward angle doesn't go over. So Laura, the real tough free, 2 yards from the sideline, 43 metres out, Leo. I'll let you talk us through this one. It's a tough one into the wind.
It's a tough one into the wind, you know, to get to this, and then the breeze is blown up quite considerably here in Father McNamara pair. But Lorna's a tremendous striker. She's there, and that one has gone in. Oh, and I tell you one thing, there was a tail, it came off the cornerback. Sorry, there was no call. No Fecal Kinlina player went to attack the ball. And I tell you, they were in two minds, and that one, only for a deflection off the cornerback or off the fullback, Jesse McMahon, that could have quite easily made its way towards the goal, Pat.
Yeah, Jessica put a touch of it, and I could have hopped in at the bottom of the post easily. Laura didn't get her longest strike, and it did hit the ground maybe 2 yards, 3 yards out from the goal. And the forward simply didn't really react to that one. But lucky enough for Kinlina Fecal and for Lorna McNamara, the ball went out for 45 metres, which is now in front of the goals, and I suppose it's about 5 yards shorter, or six or seven yards than the last one she took.
And Lorna, she winds up this one, she strikes this one rather well, no doubt about it, over the bar. The score then is 4 points for Fecal Kinlina, 3 points for Clooney. Fecal, who were defeated in the intermediate final by St. Joseph Dura Bearfield last year, we're looking to make amends for that. And that puck out goes out to Costello being chased by Evelyn Duggan, and now comes out to Ciara Helpin. Duggan trying to get it up for Fecal Kinlina. We're out here right about 40 metres out from the Clooney Quinn goal, but it comes to Emily Costello, and Costello gets away from the challenge of Vera. But Vera is a sticky customer, a lady who has played in many a position. She does well, hand passes off, gets the ball off to Maeve Brady, and Brady drives this one into the corner, in for Robin. And Robin, the first touch as she tries to get out in front of Jesse McMahon. Here comes Robin Conway cutting into the middle, a shot from Robin Conway. Unfortunately, the tail look out to the wide, and maybe she would have been better off, Pat, maybe taking that in. The space was there.
Lorna was running there too, off her a little bit. She didn't see her crossing, you know, for the pass. But then again, look, it was a place you could shoot from, in fairness. It wasn't too near the sideline, and you know, she hoped the wind had turned in, but the wind turned a little bit too much and kept it left and wide.
And the puck out from Sheila Deffy goes out towards Grogan, the stick ball comes off the stick of Grogan. He's out towards Emma Deegan, who's also on for Clooney. So Eavin Duggan not starting here for Clooney Quinn. So the wing forward is Emma Deegan, and Duggan, we'll expect to see Duggan, who's works in the medical services down in Cork, so maybe not around for training here, as the Brian Foody led Clooney Quinn here. And it's a line ball going to be taken by Orla Duggan. Orla, another player with tremendous experience for Clooney Quinn, gets his ball, cuts it in the middle, in towards Eamor Moynihan. But indeed, it's Vera Loughnane who's beginning to come into into the game for Fecal Kinnear. Hits this one up into the air. Roisin McMahon goes up and he's blocked down. Claire McNamara trying to get it for Fecal Kinnear, but it's Duggan. Duggan picking up a good bit of ball there as she comes through, but Fecal Kinnear putting in the challenges here. We're just on 14 minutes coming towards the first water break here in Fala McNamara Park. It's 4 points for Fecal Kinnear, 3 points for Clooney Quinn, and here comes Clooney Quinn, and the ball is going to be cleared up by Sinead McGee, but she's blocked down by Regan Conway up from her centre back position. Seems to switch there with Evelyn Duggan. There's a push in the back there without doubt on, is it Claire McNamara? It should be a free in. Andy is going to run in the ball, a mysterious decision, yeah. But anyway, that's what you get here, a push in the back and it's a throw in, but it's coming out to Evelyn Duggan. Evelyn tries to scoop it up one handed. Zizan trying to get in, it's 50-50 here, and Duggan trying to get up, we're all trying to roll lift it, who has it? And it comes to Mairead Ryan, the experienced lift. And I'm not sure what Mairead Ryan done in that. I think that just about evens up that one, Pat.
That's a very strange decision, Leo. I was expecting a free to Clooney there. It was slightly high tackle, and he's given it the other way. And was no complaints from anybody. It was very, very, very magnanimous of the Clooney Queens to accept. No, he must have spotted something. You're right, Evelyn Duggan and Regan Conway have switched from centre field and midfield, respectively.
That's a great ball from Conway. That's a dangerous ball. Otis blocked down. It can come out to Roisin McMahon. And the ball, it pulls by Robin Conway. And who comes out the cornerback? It's Sinead McGee. The ball comes out towards Duggan. Duggan and Costello. Duggan does well. That's a tremendous shot from Evelyn Duggan. Unfortunately, does a tail and Duggan playing very well as Regan now goes back into our centre back position. Positions mean nothing. Duggan has stormed into the game here. A player I think who could play at a higher level, maybe closer to the goals. But puck out. Coming here for Sheila Duffy. We're at the first water break here. Indeed, at the first water break. It's 4 points for Fecal Kinnear, 3 points for Clooney Quinn. We're now going to be joined by Maura Conway. Maura, who is an analyst and a regular reporter here for Scariff Bay Community Radio. Maura, your thoughts on the first 15 minutes?
Very tight, Leo. There's nothing between them, really and truly. There's nothing between these two teams as it was in round 5 when they drew in Fecal. There is absolutely nothing between these two teams. Very quick, very fast moving game, very little between them.
Yeah, and indeed, as you said, Fecal got off to a great start there from the point from Evelyn Duggan. Clooney seemed to take over there for a while, but in the last 5 minutes, just before the water break, Fecal Kinnear seemed to have got in, you know, more in control. Maybe would have expected one or two scores, but Maura, you must be quite happy with the start.
Yeah, you would be. You have to be. I mean, as I said, there was nothing between them. You know, then I think the next 15 minutes now, they're going to get a chance to regroup now, get their water on board, and get management again, just to reaffirm their plan of action with them. I suppose we just need to be picking off scores, I suppose, really, for Fecal Kinnear. Our scores aren't coming quick enough. For our point of view, Fecal Kinnear and Clooney Quinn will punish us, you know, if we don't take our scores.
And there's no doubt about it, Maura, as the team resume on the field, look, it's going to be whoever takes it, whoever wants this the most, and, you know, they have to cut out the missed chances to a minimum.
Absolutely. I mean, the last ball there by Regan into the square, literally, you know, I mean, just one touch would have stuck that in the back of the net. It's just unfortunate. But Clooney Quinn, as I said, will punish us, you know, we don't take our chances.
Yeah, indeed, Maura, we'll get your views again at half time, but at the moment it's 4 points for Fecal Kinnear, it's 3 points for Clooney Quinn. In a marvellously entertaining intermediate Camogie final, wherever the Liam Murray Cup will rest tonight, and as we game restarts with the puck out from Sheila Duffy. Great catch by Duggan. Duggan does well, and her unorthodox strike up into the corner, looking for Lorna McNamara and Nicole O'Riordan. McNamara has this one done well. Lorna McNamara, a shot from McNamara off for left hand side. That's the score of the day from Lorna McNamara. So far, a tremendous strike off her left hand side. Pat, we're all aware of what she can do, and we've seen her at Scariff Community College, we've seen her underage for Clare. That score has topped the most.
Beautiful score from a very, very angle. Lovely side step. Lorna's footwork is absolutely superb, guys. Her hands, her skill, and a beautiful turn off her lift over the bar, and great whopper Evelyn Duggan in the build up, in fairness.
And here come Clooney with a reply. It's Grogan from her centre field position. I tell you, this is, and the ball goes over the bar. I think Clare might be looking at maybe moving Ciara Grogan out to the middle of the park, such as her play here in the middle of the field here for Clooney Quinn. We're back to a 1 point game. It's 5 points to four as Roisin Quilligan pucks this one out. Good puck out once again from Quilligan. Favours Clare McNamara and Orla Duggan. They're having a tremendous tussle over there on the far side. The ball is going to break down for Emma Deegan. Emma Deegan gets out ahead of Toohey. That's Aoife Toohey. But the cavalry, Eileen Daly out there to help. And it's Claire McNamara working here. She throws that ball up, gets it away from Orla Duggan, gets it into McGrath. There is a change as at the cornerback. No, Kelly has gone back on her again, on Laura McGrath again. And a good flick away by Claire McNamara. And I tell you, Pat McNamara, chances are the tackles, they're going in fair and hard here. You know, there's no space accruing for either team.
No, and both of those teams are absolutely just craving to play a senior. Killing in, if he can get up, first of all, together as an amalgamation, and Clwyd came in to get back there after 1 year. You know, I'd say there's nothing else in the race to win this game. So, the, you know, there's bodies being put on the line, there's tremendous tackling, there's tremendous skill as well. So it really is a most enjoyable game, a really, really good game to watch.
And the ball comes out to Deegan. Deegan is a young player. She's held up by Eileen Daly. Eileen Daly, and it comes out to Aoife Toohey. Aoife Toohey trying to burst out. Maybe Clayton's are free, but Ryan is a sticky player for Limerick and has caused a lot of problems for people. And the ball cuts across from Ryan. She's looking for Deirdre Murphy. Deirdre Murphy now, and Ciara Minogue. Minogue trying to keep Deirdre Murphy outside her. And she sells the dummy, and as it's your top was coming. And a shot from Murphy, and it comes off the post and goes to the left and gone wide. And it's on small margins at game since Quitchen is a puck out. Coming for Roisin Quilligan. Roisin Quilligan, no particular hurry to puck out this one. We're gone 20 minutes here in the first half of a marvellously entertaining intermediate Camogie final. Fecal Killina hit by the minimum of 5-4, and the puck out from Quilligan. Favour on the far side, blocked down by Grogan, and Fecal are going to have to curb Grogan's influence as she's beginning to take over. Gets the ball out to Duggan. Great rob there by Robin Conrad. Two of the Clare senior panels, and Conrad drives this ball in, looking for Maeve Brady. Maeve Brady gets out ahead of Ciara Halpin. Brady with a lovely flick away out towards McGrath. McGrath can't get the ball up, and she's clear being beaten by Ciara Halpin. Ciara Halpin looks to be gone back in towards the corner, but her clearance goes astray, and Robin Conway has a chance. She winds up, but Grogan was coming like a train. But a shot over the bar, off the stick of Robin Conway, just got it away in time. Pat, 6-4. Good reply once again from Fecal Killina.
Great reply by Fecal Killina, and again, you know, Lauren McGrath involved in that as well, and Robin Conway. So you know, the six forwards are capable not alone of scoring individually, but also setting up scores for others, because they just have skill and a bit of vision. All they need is a supply, and the inside line now, I think, are causing a lot of trouble for the Clooney Quinn full back line.
And a change on the Clooney Quinn team as Aveen Duggan is introduced by the Clooney management, and Emma Deegan, who I thought was playing quite well. Deegan had played well, he's gone off it, and a shot from Lorna McNamara. That's tremendous play from Lorna McNamara as Fecal can either extend their lead 7-4. Aveen Duggan, a player with great pace, great ability on the Clooney Quinn team. You know, Emma Deegan may be surprised Deegan off at this stage, but she will cause problems for the Fecal defence, no doubt.
Oh, she will, an experienced player. Again, Leo, lots of ability there. But that was another super point there from Lorna McNamara. Off her left again. She's so accurate. And as I said, the footwork gets her away from trouble. So, lovely, lovely point. The inside line, as we said before, just to reiterate, for Fecal Killina, very, very dangerous every single time the ball goes in.
Great play by Regan Comodera as she took the ball away from Eimear Moynihan. And here comes Robin. Robin, a shot off her left. Fecal Killina are in top gear at the moment. Over the bar, that ball brought up from the centre back position by Conway, who marched about 30 yards up the field. Hand passed a great ball to her cousin Robin. Gahan Dresnorm, we've double scores, 8-4, and a puck out from Sheila Duffy. We're gone 22.5 minutes. The ball going to gone out. Is it gone out over the side? Aoife lets it down over her head. Maybe not the greatest thing to do with a player with the pace of Aveen Duggan coming around, but Toohey is sticking to her task. And a great play there, picked up by Eileen Daly, and just catch and hit out towards McGrath. McGrath. But the ball is flicked away by Orla Duggan. Orla Duggan come now in a wing, an unusual. And she's, I see Seanna Kenny claiming for the line ball there. The ball goes out to Grogan. Grogan, who has been Clooney's best player, gets the ball out to Mairead Ryan. And Ryan out now from her centre forward position. Tries to feed Murphy. Murphy and Ciara Minogue. And this is where Clooney seemed to think they can make here. She gets away from Ciara Minogue. A shot from Murphy. Shot into the grip. Over the bear. 8-5. And Pat, the scores are beginning to come ticking fast of a marvellous, entertaining first half.
It's a wonderful game, Leo. Great conditions, as we say. The pitch is absolutely, and the wind, no, something, the wind has died on completely almost, and it's not a factor anymore. And that's just as well, because it gives us a totally even game, hopefully both halves. Deirdre Murphy has shown all her skill and experience there. She's an absolute outstanding player, has been for years. And it was, you have Lorna Mac at one end and Deirdre Murphy at the other. I suppose the two spectrums, if you like, of Clare Camogie, two brilliant players, different age groups.
And the ball is with Robin Conway from McKee, and here comes Robin. She's gone straight through the defence, she's gone away from McKee. A goal for Fecal Killina from the stick of Robin Conway, and she was met with a late challenge after. And Robin's still down the ground, but I tell you, Pat, Evelyn Duggan may be studying nursing below in Tralee, but I tell you one thing, I know Kerry are well known for their football, but I tell you what, a football pass, a kick pass. We had a score from Andrea O'Keefe in the senior final yesterday, but what a kick pass through from Duggan into the hand, I should like an out half into the hand of Conway.
Absolutely.
Conway went to beat the defence and stuck the ball past Sheila Duffy. 1-8-5.
Look what Evelyn can do it all. She's a player I've admired for years. Great in the air, great on the ground. Great great striker, particularly off of Lipperty. I see you striking a lovely ball off to right there 10 minutes ago, which is unusual enough for Evelyn. She doesn't have to go to her right normally. But as well as that, Pat Kickley, as you said, was a little, it wasn't a grubber, it was a little punt. Perfect, and you have to hand it to Robin Conway there. What a fantastic finish. Shortened the grip, off her left, and before that, the two Conways combined for a real Conway point. Regan up to Robin individually, just two of them worked it perfectly, and it's looking good for Killeena Feakle at the moment. But I'll tell you one thing, you know, it's early stages, 1-8-5, Leo, and the experience. I mean, Ciara Grogan, particularly, and Orla Duggan, Deirdre Murphy, and a few more there able to cause a lot of trouble. Mairead Ryan, if this is the one I was going to say as well, well able to cause trouble and get scores yet to make this game much tighter.
And the ball goes down the corner towards Deirdre Murphy, but it's Vera or Ciara Minogue. Ciara is blocked down by Murphy, and you don't know they're going to have to. Here comes Murphy, she tries to take on, but Ila McNamara is a very composed fullback, and she holds on to, and is it Ciara Minogue? He's in now trying to get the challenge. Regan is looking on, maybe we'll try to get in. She does get in now as Vera Loughnane is lighting there to see can we get this ball up, but there's bodies, and here comes Conway and Fair. I tell you one thing, Gerard Conway has a new tactic. I know they had a junior football team there years ago, but I tell you, they could have a lady football team the way they're going here at the moment. And the ball comes down to Laura McNamara does well for Feakle Kinnane, gets the ball away from Nicola Reardon, and the ball is coming into Roisin McMahon. Roisin is being held there by the fullback Jesse McMahon. Laura McGrath for Feakle Kinnane. Here comes Feakle Kinnane being held by Sinead McGee, but Laura drops the ball just at the wrong moment, and Kelly clears this ball out. It's going to come out to Zizan is being challenged there by Mairead Ryan. Cezanne needs to get this one up, and she does indeed. And here she goes. She's gone the wrong direction. She's robbed, but it comes out to Vera. And Vera, as composed as ever, a tiny, diminutive player, but gets across looking for Roisin or for Claire McNamara. Claire McNamara is Robin is out again. Robin is coming out to Roisin McMahon. The Feakle forwards are just moving around at will. And the ball comes out to Orla Duggan. Orla Duggan being chased by Claire McNamara. That's probably the jewel of the day here. And the ball comes in. Oh, what a catch by Aoife Toohey. The girl from Dromore just plucks it out of the air and clears that ball up into the corner, looking for Laura McGrath. Laura McGrath is beaten by the ball, and she's been chased down by Mairead Kelly. 26 and a half minutes gone here in a marvellous, entertaining intermediate Camogie final. And where is the Father McNamara Cup going to rest tonight? This Clooney Quinn, who came down from senior this year, relegated last year, and Feakle Kinnane, who were in the intermediate final last year. No doubt whoever goes up will be able to make a big addition to the senior championship. And the ball goes out towards Roisin McMahon. Robin in there working hard. Robin, who had a kind of a strange game to buy her, but you know, in fairness last year, would be hoping to make response for that. The ball comes out to Emily Costello, goes to Grogan, but Spillane, who's a top class player at any sport. This ball is in. This ball could hang for Laura McNamara, and Laura McNamara goes to ground, but it's Nicole Reardon. Good defending by O'Reardon. Gets the ball to the fullback McMahon. Kelly, they're finding it hard to get it out of there as Feakle Kinnane put in the challenges. Toohey now up from a wing back position, back up in the half forward line. And as Feakle are really throwing the gauntlet, he comes out to Zizan. Zizan is blocked down by Mairead Ryan. And Pat, I tell you one thing, space is at a premium.
It is, especially at that far side, where there's a good few observers, the men outside the
outside
way
the
and inside. But, you know, 1-8, just to remind people, it's 1-8-5 points. The Father Murray Cup is at stake. I think you slipped in Father McNamara there, you might go naturally lower in Father McNamara Park. Easy to do that, Leo. But the Father Lee Murray Cup is at stake, and I still wouldn't be writing off Clooney in any shape or form, Clooney Quinn, because they have people to get the raised green flags, Leo, at any stage, and they're free and now 60 metres out. But it's a great game, lively game, hard game, plenty of hard tackles, as we said. That's what you want, Leo. You don't want an exhibition type game either. But the six Feakle Kinnane forwards are working very, very well as a unit.
Yeah, and a push there by Regan Conway on Mairead Ryan is a free for Grogan, 48 metres out from the Feakle Kinnane goals. We're just coming into 28 minutes gone here in the second half. Dangerous time here. Grogan, this one strike, this is a dangerous one. A shot well marshalled over the bar by Quilligan. She watched it with eagle eyed as that ball crept over the bar. 1-8-6 in favour of Feakle Kinnane, and Roisin is ready to puck this one out again. And in fairness, she's not to blame with the puck out, but she has getting great linted. A change on the Clooney team. Orla Duggan gone to the middle of the park, where she probably is more familiar with. And the ball, Aoife Toohey trying to, is Emily Costa who's gone back wing back. But it's Duggan. Duggan, who's playing very well in the middle of the park for Feakle Kinnane, gets the ball down to Robin Conway. Oh, and the ball comes out to Rosie McMahon. There's a chance here for Fecal. Kilnina, a shot from Rosie McMahon. Off a and there's a tail in that one. That was a chance that's going to go big in for Kilnina. She could have taken the ball in as Robin was moving off her shoulder. And a puck out coming for Sheila Duffy. We're just gone. Win 29 minutes here. And the puck out from Duffy's going looking for Duggan. And they're going to have to put the Macklers on her as Duggan delivers his ball down. That's Tony tight. The ball comes into the full forward. And the full forward today is Sarah Costello. But it's Ella McNamara. Ella McNamara gets out and clears up. The ball is blocked down by Aveen Duggan, but ZZN is in. Lovely tight pick up from a lady who's a top class badminton player also. But the ball comes out to Mairead Kelly. Beats Laura McGann. This is Grogan sweeping back now from her centre back position. Oh, what a catch by Vera Loughnane. Vera Loughnane turning back the clock in that one, but she drops it, loses out to Emma Minahan, and Minahan tries to pick it up, and the centre back McGee tries to pick it up. McGee at the centre back comes out, and McGee clears this ball out towards Murphy and Vera and Kira Minogue, and Murphy turns Kira Minogue on this occasion, and Regan Comet tries to get back, and Murphy just hops the ball. Is she going to get a score here? And a foul. I'm not too sure what the foul. I didn't see.
Could have given her the advantage there if there was a foul. Now it was very little, but I think the everybody is happy that everybody let go there. But I think, Leo, the clock may have been left going for the water break. I think we've probably 28 minutes just gone rather than the 30 it says on the clock. I've only been they didn't stop it for the water break. So I make it 28 minutes and 2 minutes to half time. But either way, it's a free in for Deirdre Murphy and Clooney Quinn. And, 1-8 to 6. They're still well in this game, Leo.
Yeah, and a free going to be taken by Eamon Constein, their sharpshooter supreme, a young player with a bright future in Clare Camogie, and you know has done very well for Clare at underage up to this, and doing very well for Clooney today. We'll see what she does with this one. She strikes just straight and through, straight over the bar. 1 goal in 8 to 7 points, and the Clooney Quinn riposter. The comeback is on, and Roisin Quilligan with the puck out here coming for Fecal Kilnina. Andy McMahon gives the signal for 2 extra minutes here in the first half, and Roisin Quilligan, and the Fecal player is quite slow in coming out into position. I see Vera, is she gone back? Kind of made a double run up as a cornerback, and the ball comes out to Reek, out to Robin. Robin is robbed by Grogan. In fairness, leading like Grogan takes on the challenge, goes through the challenge of Claire McNamara, and gets the ball out to Ola Duggan. And Ola Duggan, and this is a dangerous ball. This one has gone in over the top, in towards Murphy, and it is the corner. It is Sarah Costello. Costello has it for Clooney Quinn. A shot from Costello. Vera Loughnane gets in. The challenge is back. It comes out to Eamon Minahan. Minahan travels it a small bit. It comes out to, and I'm not too sure, Andy, I'm not too sure which them. He's pulling, having a quick chat, give Vera Loughnane a little ticking off there for saying she pulled back. I didn't see it, but Andy was a lot closer than, in fairness, when Andy McMahon is refereeing a match, but you normally have to earn your freeze.
Yeah, the last two now would seem a little bit easy for but getting we are 60 metres away, and Andy was within 5 metres. I would have thought there was easy of the easy enough variety that have been tougher tackles let go out the field, but look at overall he's doing a fine job, and this is a free now and a chance, and it's gone to the right and wide.
And Emma, unfortunately, you put the kibosh in Emma Constance. The ball didn't quite, she had to chase the ball, it didn't come up quite correct for her, unfortunately, but she's a young player and she will recover from that, there's no doubt about it. And here comes Roisin pokes it out, and look at aims for Eamon Minahan. I'm not sure, but the ball comes to Evelyn Duggan, great flick there by Vera Loughnane, but Duggan is busy in the middle of the field, maybe could have been pulled for over carrying. The ball goes in, blocked over the head of Eileen Daly into Sarah Costello. Costello tried to take on Lila McNamara, tries to pop the pass off to Murphy gets the ball out to Emma Constein, and Constein again goes out to the right hand side and gone wide, and will Clooney Quinn rule these misses? But Clooney Quinn, Pat, they have taken over here in the closing stages, and it's Fecal Kilnina who will be looking towards the half time whistle sooner rather than later, even though they're 1-8 to 7.
I'd like to see the stats, Leo, but the amount of Puckhouse Fecal Kilnina, their own Puckhouse Fecal Kilnina are winning is very, very small. I'd say they're losing the majority of their own Puckhouse, and that's the one issue for them, that's could cause trouble. Roisin's Puckhouse are shorter, there is this, the breeze is still there, it's not a massive breeze, but it is a factor, and maybe the Bisbal off to just place the Puckhouse, maybe play it through the backs for a little while.
And the ball is out with Evelyn Duggan, and Duggan was being treble marked there, and the ball comes out to Minahan, and Minahan beginning to have an influence for Clooney Quinn. A great block down by the centre back is Conway, and she releases that ball to ease the pressure. Costello goes up. Costello, the midfielder, a strong player. Claire McNamara does well. Aoife Toohey in there as well. And here comes Claire McNamara. She's been pulled back by Evelyn Duggan, but McNamara gets this ball in towards the corner, and there goes the half time whistle here in Father McNamara Park. It seems as if Louise Keehan is on there as a sub for Fecal Kilnina. Also remains to be seen who's going off. But at half time here in Father McNamara Park, at a marvellously entertaining intermediate Camogie final, It's 1-8 to 7 points. Mara Conway, our regular, I said, who has joined us here in the commentary position here for Scariffy Aiken Radio, really well known. She's also mother of Regan, but she's keeping herself very impartial here at the moment here in the first half. I would presume as tensions rise and excitement rise, she may change. But Mara, Fecal going ahead in at half time, 4 points ahead. You must be more than happy with that.
Yeah, 4 points. It's not a big margin, but at least it is the margin, whatever. The goal, of course, making that difference. And the other side, Clooney Quinn, unfortunate that they haven't managed to claim their goal. Roisin Quilligan doing a great job for Fecal Kilnina in our goal mouth there, and great defence from Roisin. Again, looking at Laura McNamara, I mean, she's just flying it. Laura McGuire, they're just flying it. And as you said earlier on, Fecal Kilnina's forwards are dangerous, and when they get the ball, they will do damage. They will do damage. Equally, yep. Look at Kira Grogan. Versatile player, any part of the field you can put her in. Deirdre Murphy, stalwart there, she's just waiting for her chance. 2 points and goal, and she will do it before the day is done.
Yeah, and as you well know, Mara, from Clooney Quinn, they're not going to go down without a fight. They, you know, they are the more experienced team, to be fair. It is the young girlies of Fecal Kilnina against the more experienced, more seasoned team of Clooney Quinn, you know. But still, that goal from Robin Conway is maybe giving Fecal Kilnina a small bit of daylight and a bit of comfort here as we go in at half time.
Absolutely, and I suppose it's a cushion, but I mean, I wouldn't consider 4 points a huge cushion, Leo. It's okay to have it, but I mean, I wouldn't be confident. I wouldn't be overconfident at this time. I wouldn't be overconfident. There is nothing. There is absolutely nothing between these two teams, and they will give it all. And I mean, the next 30 minutes, they are not going to hold back. There is no player going to hold back. Anyone that's on that pitch and anyone that wants on the sideline that wants to get out, they're not going to hold back.
Yeah, and indeed, we're going to be back. Giant Pat is back with us again, and we thank Samara. Mara is going away for a well-earned a cup of tea. And Pat, you know, I know, again, you're a Fecal Kilnina man. You're more than the neutral here also. But again, at the end of the day, if Fecal Kilnina, if you told Gerard Conway coming out this morning, you're going to be 4 points up at half time, he'd bite your hand off.
Absolutely. It's obvious, I think, myself, easier to hold on to 4 points than to have to make up 4 points in the second half of a game. But having said that, you know, sometimes then the lead, you know, people kind of tend to sit back and hope that the lead will do, and maybe not attack as much, or maybe just lose a little bit of momentum in terms of just attacking the game. So it'll be very interesting to see how they hold it. I just thought the last 10 minutes of the first half, Leo, Fecal Kilnina weren't playing as well at all. The puck outs weren't working at all for them. They were being given away, and that was a big problem. We lost an awful lot of ball right in the middle of the field through not contesting puck outs or not being in the right place and placement. So if you want to talk to us about this,
yeah, we have Patsy Grogan from Clooney Quinn who's joined us here in the commentary edition. Although Patsy, normally a woman not short of a word or two. Patsy, who's the mother of Kira Grogan, who's playing outstandingly. She's getting great encouragement there from Deirdre Murphy. Even just, I tell you one thing, the Camogie finals have been played in the best of spirit this weekend, and to see Deirdre Murphy even enthusiastic, you, Patsy, she says you're caught. Patsy, look at Clooney are down 4 points at half time. You know, it is a nip and tuck game. That goal from Robin Conway, the difference. You'd expect a stronger performance maybe from Clooney Quinn and have to get it from Clooney Quinn
in
the second half.
Yeah, well, we have to get it now in the second half, so I hope they'll put everything into it in this half and we'll come out at the right end, and hopefully we'll be lifting that cup at the end.
And Patsy, it's a marvellously entertaining game. There's no doubt about that. It's up and down the field.
Yeah, it's good Camogie now, and it's, you know, it's not, no one is running away but a jet anyway, so it's good nick and tuck, as you say. Like, yeah.
And you give the right breakfast and pre-match meal
everything
to your daughter.
Yeah. She's flying. I'll have her all set up, and hopefully she'll just do it out there for me.
I saw you jogging on the spot there a minute ago. I thought you were maybe going to be brought on at half time. But come here, your thoughts. That goal from Robin Conway, obviously the difference. Yeah. Do you see Clooney Quinn maybe making any changes to their team for the second half?
Well, not at the moment, and not for the first 10, 15 minutes, but maybe in the second 15 that they might make one or two changes. But at the moment, I'd say they'll stick with what they have on at the moment.
Are you confident of victory, Patsy?
I'm hoping there'll be a goal from Clooney Quinn, yes.
Or two.
We'll take
Patsy,
one.
Obviously said we'd catch you once. We have your cut now, but come here, thanks for taking time to talk to us. Fair play to you. And the best of luck in the second half. We're joined now by the giant Clare Junior Camogie manager is Timmy McGrath. Timmy, a man who's on security and, I suppose, gardening work here and building construction work here, are we? Timmy, I know you're taking a keen interest. There's a lot of ladies you'll be looking at here for their Camogie skills, I suppose, more than anything. But a tremendous entertaining game, Timmy.
A very entertaining game. And actually nearly a repeated match that was above Fecal on the when they met there on the round clashes.
Yeah.
Round robin clashes. Now, what do you call it? Even on that occasion, Fecal had a lead similar to today. Deirdre Murphy got two goals brought back into it. So same could happen today. But at the moment, looking at the match, the Bradford forwards, Fíochil Kinnane forwards on fire. Donald Mack, Robin Conway, and the space is open up for him. You know, Regan has made Ryan taken care of at the moment. But does more on Clooney Quinn.
Yeah, you'd expect, you know, the likes of Ola Duggan, the senior experience has to come to bear, Timmy, at some stage. And in fairness, Duggan and Grogan are playing well for Clooney Quinn. Now, to that effect, Evelyn Duggan, I think, is having a marvellous game in the middle of the park for Fíochil, you know. And it is, and even Stephen, that goal from Robin is just the difference between the two sides.
That's the difference. That's the difference. And I suppose one would have to question, you know, why they didn't leave Ciara Grogan maybe take the freeze, where Emma now has missed three frees in a row, you know. So I suppose, look, it's all to play for. If look at either side, can swing us.
And yeah. Timmy, at this stage, with 30 minutes to go, where do you see the Father McNamara Cup residing tonight? Or could we have to go for an extra 20 minutes?
I'll tell you, I've been honest, I see it going back up to Fíochil Kinnane. If one has to be honest, they have a better bench, and I suppose, and they have a better, more rounded balance forwards that can score. You know, unless, and at the end of the day, scores wins matches.
Timmy, you've hit the nail on the head there. Scores win matches, and end the scoreboard at the moment. As we hit back to the studio for a quick break, it's Fíochil Kinnane 1 goal and 8 points, Clooney Quinn 7 points. We hope all our listeners, whoever they're tuned in Fíochil Kinnane or in Clooney Quinn, are enjoying our broadcast here. And I must say hello to Caitlin Guilfoyle, who's at home in the kitchen with our, I hope she missed the minor game the other night. I hope she's enjoying our broadcast here from Father McNamara Park. So with that, we go back to the studio. And you're very welcome back here to Father McNamara Park here for the second half of the Clare Intermediate Camogie final between Fíochil Kinnane and Clooney. It's 1-8 to 7 points in favour of Fíochil Kinnane at half time. And once again, I'm joined in court commentary by Pat McNamara as the ball is thrown in and has gone from Zijan to Evelyn Duggan. And Duggan, who started the first half in great form, starts off the second half the same. But it looks like the Ciara Grogan has gone back out into her midfield position. So here, as Clooney Quinn put the ball on the attack, it goes down. Maeve Brady, who's now gone back cornerback, trying to put the mockers on Deirdre Murphy, and is Ciara Minogue who's been replayed. Oh, what a catch by Grogan. She plucked that one out of there and now gives it back out to Mairead Ryan, who gives it back out to Ola Duggan as they switch the play across. And a ball, that's a tremendous point from Ola Duggan, tremendous play from the three experienced Dersen Clooney, Grogan to Ryan, back out to Ola Duggan. Ola Duggan, as Fíochil Kinnane will just have to put down on Ola Duggan, because it's now 1-8 to 8 points. Patsy Grogan was confident at half time and she's still putting her hand up in the air there, and the ball goes out from Roisin Quinnigan. What a catch out there by Halpin, Ciara Halpin, the wing back. She drops it, but she tries to get away from the challenge of Zizan, but she gives it out to Grogan. In fairness, Grogan having a marvellous influence as she hits this ball down over the top towards Ella McNamara, Deirdre Murphy out here, as Fíochil Kinnane and Roisin Quinnigan are defending the goals here at the town end here in the second half. Fíochil has gone to ground, but the ball is with Murphy, back out to the always available Mairead Ryan, and Ryan is going to switch this ball across for Eavin Duggan. The first chance she gets, as she's going to have a run at Aoife Toohey. She slips by the challenge of Aoife Toohey. Here comes Eavin Duggan, a shot. Pat McNamara, Clooney Quinn, whatever they said to him at half time, Eavin Duggan, the four experienced players, very much to the fore as the gap is down to 2 points.
Well, the first triangle for the point before there was Duggan, Kelly and Grogan, not in that order. I know Eavin Duggan is involved. Mairead Ryan is having a big influence on the game now of late, setting up that point for Eavin Duggan. The minute she turned, there was going to be a score. So, big change in the game already.
And the ball is down with Duggan. In fairness, she's been one of the lead. Like, gets the ball into Robin. Robin gets away from Jesse McMahon. Here comes Robin Conway coming in under 21. Here comes Robin. Fíochil Kinnane to score. That's a tremendous play from Robin Conway. And she's having a marvellous game at either full or centre forward. Brings the score back to 1 goal and 9 to 9 points, in a puck out from Sheila Duffy, who's now defending the goals at the I suppose the Tullin, as we'll call it. And the puck out from Duffy, gets it into the breeze. Funny, Ryan puts this ball down, gets past Mairead Ryan. Laura McGrath now out in the midfield position, and they would need her energy as she kind of had a great first 15 but kind of seemed to die in that, but will it need more out of her? The ball goes in towards Ella McNamara, good composed play there by Aileen, and McNamara, what a relief of a clearance from Ella McNamara. Her father Kieran is the secretary of the Hurling up there, and a very man who's very good to us here on Scarra Bay Community Radio. The ball is down with Robin loses it out on this occasion, but it comes out to the fullback is McMahon. She gives it back to the cornerback or the sub that's on is Cleona Ryan, and Ryan gets this ball out to Ola Duggan, and Ola Duggan, Laura McGrath is going to get a bit tighter. The ball comes into Murphy gets out ahead of Maeve Brady. A shot from Murphy, and that's tremendous class. I tell you one thing, age might be one thing, but Pat McNamara, class is permanent.
That's permanently up. What a score. First touch, 45 metres out, swivel on a left, on a right foot over the bar, as classy a point as you'll see from a wonderful player.
And the ball comes out the middle of the field to Zizan. Zizan's playing, that ball is blocked down by Orla Duggan. Zizan going back towards her own goals, but she gets the ball up into the corner, up and looking for Conway again. And Conway is on a rear, a fighting rear guard action up there. The ball comes out to the wing forward. The wing forward is Claire McNamara trying to get it. Claire, who came back from injury, gets a great ball into the middle. The ball could block for Louise Keehan, but indeed it's the cornerback. The cornerback is Nicola Reardon. Reardon, who has always come back from capably for Clooney Quinn. We're 40 metres out from the Clooney Quinn goal, and the ball comes out to Lorna. Lorna gets away from Orla Duggan. Here comes Lorna McNamara. She's been, oh, what skill, as she balances the ball in a hurry, drops it down, gets the ball back up again. It's McMahon, and the ball comes out to Grogan, and Grogan with a short, snappy shot off her lift out to Eivin Duggan. Eivin Duggan is robbed by Claire McNamara, gives it back to Laura McGrath. Laura tries to take on Mairead Ryan. Here comes Laura McGrath. Laura McGrath takes the ball into tackle, gets a lovely pass off at Keehan. Can Keehan get a score? A lovely pop shot from Louise Keehan over the bar. 1-10 Pat McNamara, this intermediate final is of a very, very high quality.
Sandhurst hasn't dropped one iota, Leo, in the second half, and Fíochán Cailín will be delighted with that score, because it looked like they were losing their grip and they conceded two after half time. But a great point there by Louise Keehan was good, give her confidence and an awful lot of boost after coming in, after great work by Laura McGrath, among others.
And Leila McNamara, what a game at fullback she's given here for Fíochán Cailín. But the ball comes down to the fullback, McMahon. She's blocked by Keehan. It gives it to Laura McMahon. Laura gets a push on the back there, Nicole Reardon. Indeed, if the foul on Laura McGrath in the first half was 100%, that was definitely 99.99 for the push in the back by Lorna McNamara. It's 30 metres out, and Sheila Duffy sprinting out from the goals here in Father McNamara Park here. And the free, we're gone now. Is it 5 minutes gone? Yeah. 5 minutes gone here in the second half, and Duffy play into the breeze, whatever breeze, but the breeze doesn't seem to have a major influence. She gets a great strike in the ball. Conway puts up her hand, but the ball comes off her hand and it comes out to Vera. Vera is robbed by Emily Costello. Costello for Clooney Quinn. We're 30 metres out, and the ball is out. Who is it here? It is Emily Costello. She gets the ball back to Murphy. Murphy's gone straight through like a pin through a needle, and here comes Murphy, but she's chased down by Conway and McGrath, and she gets the ball out to Ryan, has chairs with the ball.
Yeah, like
I thought that should have been a free out. The ball comes to Deirdre Murphy, and a shot from Deirdre Murphy. And
that's interesting. You know,
and I was just going to say, Pat, you're taking that one.
The exact same thing happened just after the free for charging. So referees are not consistent. That was exactly the same as a charging free given against Newmarket yesterday, and it was a charge. She made no attempt to side step the girl. I mean, we're not complaining about the player at all, but definitely, is it charging or is it standing your ground? They have to make that rule more consistent. It's frustrating at the moment.
And we'll see how consistent is Emma Considine. She's going to take the free. Guilty of a couple of missed chances before half time. The young player, as I said, who's a tremendous future for Clooney Quinn. Indeed, she strikes that one over the bar, 1-10 to 11. But Pat McNamara, on that occasion, Mairead Ryan made no attempt whatsoever to get past
around
her player,
no.
And went straight through, elbows up even, and Andy just let it go. I think Andy thought he was below in her park in Cretlow. But anyway, he's doing well as referee. The ball comes out to Keehan. Zijan has it, but Grogan playing very well, as I said, for Clooney. Her shot is blocked down. It comes to Laura McGrath. Laura McGrath gets the ball to the onrushing Regan, and Regan needs to pick this one up and get it away, and she's robbed by Kira Grogan. But Conway gets back in quick, and Regan gets the ball, strikes a lovely low ball in towards the forwards, in towards Claire McNamara. Claire McNamara with a lovely flick into Robin, and Robin going to strike off her lip.
That is
a tremendous score off the stick of Robin Conway. And in fairness, Pat, Robin Conway, you know, who didn't see much of the intermediate final last year, he's seen having a brilliant day here.
She's outstanding. Conway move there, brilliant. A lovely flick from Claire McNamara after great work by Regan to win it back after having lost it. So tremendous work. But this is over carrying here, but it's given Lizzie a go, and Tony Quinn continue to try and clear the ball. Mairead Ryan.
And Mairead Ryan, the Limerick senior star, gets that ball down to the corner. Eileen Daly lets that ball go. Deirdre Murphy out very close to the line with Ella McNamara. Deirdre now taken up on the edge of the square. Daly tries to pick it up for Fíochán Cailín. It doesn't, but it's Murphy. And the ball, I thought, was claims for a foul there, as Eileen Daly left the hurley out, and I suppose Deirdre just fell over it. Referee Andy McMahon lets it go. We're right here close to the sideline, 21 metres out from the Fíochán Cailín goal. It's 1-11 to 11. Ball going nowhere. A lot of players going to ground. I tell you, a lot of rucks. It'll probably suit Kinnear at this stage. We're halfway through the third quarter. It's 1-11 to 11 points. That goal from Robin Conway, the difference between the two sides, and is it Deirdre Murphy has picked up a bit of an injury. Andy's left one, so there's no doubt a comment from Deirdre if she was able to talk to us at half time. And Betsy Grogan, you know, Deirdre, who's a tremendous player, giving great service and having a very good game for Clooney Quinn, Pat.
She's amazing, Leo. You have to hand it to her. What a leader she is on and off the field, and very much involved there in New Wilt for a few years as well, in the office there, totally in charge of everything, a brilliant organiser. So, but her camogie skills are second to none, and she's still producing here today. Isn't it wonderful for the few fans that are here to be able to see it? At last, the charging free has been given.
No, Pat, I know Aoife
and
too,
that wasn't as bad.
Aoife too, he stood her ground in that occasion. Yeah. Okay, she had her leg up in the air. I thought if that was a free the last time, I thought the free in the middle was more a free out to Fiklina. If anything, I thought that maybe could have been grounds for free in. But look, balance of play, these things always work themselves out, and then and is Regan coming to relieve the danger. 25 metres from her own goals, can she give one of her specials? She gives a great one down into the corner, looking for the cousin. The Culcahara is Robin, but the ball is blocked down to Roisin McMahon. And here, we're 30 metres out, and Robin picks it up for Fiklina. She goes through, she tries to take the tackle of Grogan, gets the ball out to Evelyn. Evelyn, who's been a bit quiet in the second half, but gets a lovely low ball into open space for Roisin McMahon and Sinead McGee. But the ball is going to be cleared out there for Clooney Quinn, and it's Cleona Ryan. And Cleona Ryan is fouled by Louise Keehan. And maybe, Pat, the ball beginning to come out of that Clooney defence, and maybe a bit quick for the Fecal Canadian Lichen.
Yeah, I was thinking there that if the position was even in the middle of the field, Leo, the Killeen Fecal forwards looked that bit more dangerous inside. But that was one occasion now when the full back line came out on top, and they probably are coming out on top a little bit more regularly than they were in the first half, the Clooney Quinn full back line. But I still think if position is even enough, that Fecal Killeen have more forward danger inside with Lauren or Robin and the others there. But Lauren McGrath has been, now Lauren McGrath of course has moved out a bit, so I think that's probably weakened them inside somewhat. But having said that, look, Leo, it's a free middle of the field for Ciara Grogan.
And the ball from Ciara Grogan, a tremendous strike from Grogan, but there's a 10 that goes out to the left hand side of gone wide. That push in the back by Laura McGrath on Orla Duggan once again. And Laura not having the greatest of influence at midfield, and maybe she's now been picked up by Mairead Ryan and Laura McGrath, who had started the game here at Conor Fowler Park. Now gone back into the full forward line again. So Fecal Canina changing their tactics around. The ball comes out towards Aoife Duggan. Gets away from Aoife Toohey. Toohey gets out. The ball goes in into the corner from Aoife Duggan. Is the ball going to replace? Goes out over the line and gone wide, and Aoife Duggan maybe beginning to get a small bit on top of Aoife. Aoife's going to have to be a bit tighter as Roisin Quilligan slows down the puck out. Not pucking him out as quick. Not the best puck out from Roisin. Is going to go to Vera. Vera is beaten on the air by the Costello. Deirdre Murphy. Oh, or the pop pass. Here comes Costello. She's going to go through. Ella McNamara defends astutely. Tremendous play from the fullback McNamara. Having a great game at the heart of the Canadian defence. The ball is out there. Emma Constein. She flicks that ball off Ella McNamara's hurley. But it's Zizan who clears it out. Zizan Spillane gets it out towards Louise Keehan. And if Fecal Canadian goes off the stick of Keehan. And I tell you, Clooney are now beginning to really pour players into the attack for Fecal Canadian as he all a Duggan left loose in the middle of the park. Now and robbed by Keehan. Keehan has played well since she came in. A push in the back there, but Roisin McMahon in there. Mairead Ryan in there. Clooney will need their senior players to come very much to the fore. It's 1-11 to 11 points. And actually, it's 11-11-11. It's 1-11 to 11 points with 11 minutes gone here in the second half. No, it's not a disaster. It's a state of fact here in Feather McNamara Park. I tell you, but it's a tremendous pulsating intermediate camogie final. All action. Hitting hard, everything fair and square, and a throw-in ball. All of Duggan wins it, but Duggan, it's Duggan on Duggan as Evelyn Duggan wins that battle and flicks that ball away and gets the ball back to Vera Loughnan. Vera Loughnan takes a step back, clears it off for Sherlock, gets it back, looking for Lorna McNamara. Lorna McNamara tries to get away from the Nicola Reardon. She does well, and she gets away from the challenge, and Fecal Canadian will need more out of McNamara. She gets the ball in towards, but it's gone into McGee, who's sitting back in the pocket. McGee, an experienced player, gets that ball down towards Regan, and the wing forward is Sarah. And the ball comes out to Orla Duggan. Orla hits a lovely low ball in towards Deirdre Murphy and Maeve Brady. Brady does well. Maeve Brady, and Murphy is going to shoot off her left hand side. A shot from Murphy. I tell you one thing, Deirdre Murphy is single handedly here in the second half, bringing Clooney Quinn back into this game. 1-11 for the Collini or Fecal Kilnana. 12 points for Clooney Quinn. Pat, this is just nip and tuck.
It's amazing, and I think Clooney Quinn at the moment, there's an injury there in the middle of the field. I'm not sure who's down at the moment. The referee standing in the way. Isn't Regan, is it? No, hopefully.
It is Regan, it Conway, is, yeah. And the medics are in to have a look at Regan and Fecal.
About 2 minutes ago, Leo, there was Clooney came straight through on goal and an absolutely brilliant tackle by Ella McNamara, who is a superb defender. And the ball was cleared to safety eventually. But on that occasion, Deirdre Murphy just did a brilliant job because Maeve Brady had done well to reach the ball first and flick it away. But Deirdre just twisted and turned and popped it over the bar. She's an amazing player. And we said it before, we'll say it again. You know, she is the catalyst for everything good that Clooney Quinn are doing inside. And Ciara Grogan is the catalyst outside. But Lorna McNamara hasn't got enough ball at all into her corner, I think. And I think they'd want to do something about that. But here we are now.
Evelyn Duggan has done something about it because she's hit the ball into Robin. But Robin,
didn't work that time.
But Robin has gone to ground quite fairly. And the ball comes out towards Regan. And she delivers this ball quick. Quick, that's the ball. You need a quick delivery in towards Laura McGrath. Laura, no, not having but she has an influence on this one. She tries to. Laura. Can pick it up. She's robbed by Ciara Grogan. Comes out to Claire McNamara. McNamara turns off her left hand side. The ball goes in. Oh, and it was flicked in by Jessie McMahon. But Daffy was alert. That was one that could have snuck in by the post. But Daffy doing well. Vera trying to get up for Fecal Kinnina. Tries to get her football skills, but she's robbed by Helpin. Helpin is robbed in turn by Maeve Brady. And Brady gets the ball in, but she only finds Orla Duggan. The Orla is available. Orla Duggan hits this ball, and this ball has gone in. Oh, and Keehan and Maeve Brady lets this ball over the head to Deirdre Murphy. Here comes Murphy for Clooney Quinn. Brady does well. She flicks it, and it comes out, and is Eileen Daly, like as solid as
great
a rock.
By Maeve Brady there,
and the ball comes out to Cleona Ryan. Ryan gets this ball back in. Clooney Quinn are beginning to attack here, but it comes in to Brady. A cool, composed play by Brady. Gets it out to Vera. Vera takes a tackle off Costello, and Regan would want to just arrive it, and she does with a plump. There's a one and one here for Robin. The ball has gone in over the top. Sheila Duffy is in there. Robin is in there. Robin tries to hook up, but the ball comes out towards Ciara Helpin. Ciara Helpin trying to get away for Clooney Quinn. She pushed the player out of the way, but it comes to Sinead McGee. I tell you one thing, it's nip and tuck here. Vera Lochnane, the ball goes up, and here comes Grogan for Clooney Quinn, but she's stopped by Ella McNamara, and comes in. Is a Zetan tries to get off her feet, Clunina. It's all action here in Father McNamara Park. 14 and a half minutes gone here in a pulsating second half here. Grogan tries to get the ball for Clooney Quinn, but the ball is out with McNamara. He's having a tremendous ball, is flicked away. It comes out to Minahan, out to Emily Costello, out to Sarah Costello. Costello carried that ball quite a distance, gives it out to Sarah, out to Maeve Brady. Brady now back in the corner back position. Lovely strike off her lift from Brady, goes down over the top towards Keehan and Helpin, goes off the hand off Ciara Helpin, out over the line. Should be a line ball for Fecal Kinnina. Indeed, Jim Hickey thinks otherwise, and gives the line ball to Clooney Quinn to bring the damage back or the pressure back on Fecal. It's 1-11-12 here in a broadcast brought to you associated with Dell Credit Union and our outside broadcast sponsored by Michael Long Construction. Helpin cuts it well. It comes to Duggan gets great ball in. It's gone into Nicola Reardon. Lorna is behind her on this occasion, but Lorna McNamara picks it up, and Lorna gets this ball and strikes this one in over the top towards Laura McGrath and Claire McNamara. He's given it to her twin sister, but the twin sister gets it in. Robin Conway has a chance for Fecal Kinnina. She gets this ball up. She's been chased down by Clooney Quinn. She needs a bit of support, but Conway does a lovely pop pass out to Keehan. She gives it back out. Is that Lorna Mack, the right? I tell you one thing, that's cool, composed play from Jer Conway's charges as he puts 3 points between the sides. You get the ball to the shooter, Pat. 1-12-12. Cool, composed play and a good end to the third quarter for Fecal Kinnina.
Well, that was the best piece of play in many ways from there, because it wasn't all just about an individual. There was four players there involved, and each one, instead of taking a Hail Mary shot or a shot to be blocked down, it's the water break now. They kept the ball alive. They looked around to watch for the next option, and as you said, they kept the phases going, to use a phrase from another sport. They kept the phases going until the chance came and Lorna tapped it over. But great work inside by a number of players there. And it's time to talk to Maura now. Hopefully we'll get Maura's view on this.
I tell you, Maura is puffing hard here behind us here. I tell you, she's gone through agony here on the sideline here. Maura, you're welcome back once again at the third quarter. 15 minutes to go, 1-12-12. It's well in the mental part, Maura.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's so tight. It is so tight. I mean, you can feel the tension here on the sideline, Leo. I mean, I can't imagine what the girls are feeling like there. I can't imagine what management are feeling for both sides at the minute. As we said earlier on, Deirdre Murphy, she'll do damage. no doubt she'll do damage. She has it done already. She'll do more. Deirdre Murphy's the girl to watch here, I feel. Ciara Grogan moving an awful lot of ball, and they're moving it into Deirdre. They are playing Deirdre, and she's going to damage it. Fíochaill Cailíne just need to hold their composure, try to hold off fouling the ball, giving away frees, because we're going to be punished with those.
And Maura, to be honest about Fíochaill Cailíne and Robin, they're feeding off scraps in that full forward line. And you know, in fairness to them, whatever comes up, they're turning to goal. They're getting scores at a very limited possession. There's no doubt Clooney Quinn very much in the ascendancy possession wise. But this, Maura, you know, it's going to go down to the wire.
It's absolutely going to go down to the wire. And just sometimes you just think our forwards are maybe just coming out that little bit forward. If a ball is going in, they're tracking the whole time. And I mean, it is trace and track the ball, and it's trace and track the player there. Maybe one of the forwards just needs to sit back in, just sit around the square and see what comes out of that and whatever. I mean, they're more than well capable. You see the shot that Lorna McNamara took there from the sideline. I mean, superb score from a young 17-year-old. I mean, we're talking about age and we're talking about experience. You're talking about age, you're talking about bravery there.
Yeah, indeed. Very much in abundance. And Maura, we thank you for that, and we'll talk to you again at full time. And hopefully, for Fíochaill Cailíne's sake, the Father McNamara Cup will be with the Fíochaill captain by the time we're talking to you again. As Clooney make their way back, they mean business as they go back onto the field of play. I think Ger Conway Collin, he chairs it back in. I think he's going to delay the momentum of the Clooney team running back out onto the field. Pat, I said to Maura, and Maura acknowledged it, this is going to go down to the very wire.
No question, Leanne. I mean you'd favour somewhat the experienced, more, you know, people who've been around the block a bit more, played more county at this stage, in a sense. However, the 3-point lead is still a good lead, you know, and it's something for them to hold on to. So there's an awful lot at stake in the last quarter. I think Fíochaill Cailíne, as I said before, Leo, you're right. The ball going in isn't great because our midfield area is probably a bit lighter than theirs, and we're not striking the ball with time to hit it and pick out our player. So that's why Lauren and Robin and those said, I'll leave enough scraps. Having said that, there's no question, there's great fight in the Fíochaill Cailíne dog, and they'll need it against this mighty tough and good and experienced and quality side for Clooney Quinn.
And the ball is with Eblin Duggan, and I see the tactic there. I'm not sure how legal it is. I think the referee or the linesman, Joe Mullins, having a word there. I think a player came in from the side. No. And here comes Robin. This could be the chance for Fíochaill Cailíne. Robin, she gets it back out. Is it Roisin McMahon over the bar, a tremendous score from the stick, or is it Claire McNamara? It is Claire McNamara, and it's now 1-13-12. But Pat, I see that tactic there of a player, there's a sub on
just
for,
afterwards, yeah.
We continue with the player. The ball comes out to Mairead Ryan. It's 1-13-12. The ball comes in to Ella McNamara, who's solid as a rocket fullback, and she drives it nonchalantly. Gets the ball out to Regan. Regan had time to put it into her hand.
Yeah.
And nerves, you know, the tension and anxiety, the whole thing. She just let it fly. You know, I know they say you should let the ball quick, but there's a sub on for Fíochaill Cailíne. And Pat, it's a lady we spoke about at the very beginning. I think it's Jodie McGillifoyle, is a Dullistock, the Fíochaill Cailíne, and Roisin McMahon.
Yeah.
But what, you know, a 45 minutes, Roisin, she worked her socks off.
She really worked hard, just to stop. You know, she really fought for ball, broke up things and made things happen for things around her. And she held, you know, she kind of controlled the centre back. She didn't be even clearing too much. But I haven't said that, Jodie Gifoyle, what a sub to bring in. You know, if Jodie just makes one intervention, hand in paw, she's well able to bury one. And that would be that. However, we've got to get to that stage if we've got to get the ball in there.
And the ball is with Ciara Grogan. Ciara Grogan is robbed, but Costello's out there. Zizan goes low to the ground. And a great, lovely pop pass off from Zizan down towards Robin Conway. Conway, the ball is blocked down, but it comes to Laura. Oh. Laura lifts the ball out of her hand, but she gets back herself for Nora Duggan. And the ball comes out. It's Lorna McNamara. Here comes Lorna trying to get up for Fíochaill Cailíne. Tremendous squill. She gets a lovely pop pass in, but it's gone into Jodie. Can Jodie have an immediate impact? Guilfoyle shoots off her left.
Yes.
That's a substitution off the stick of Jodie Guilfoyle. I tell you, what an introduction from the full forward. 1-14-12, and the puck out from Sheila Duffy goes out towards Vera Loughlane and Aveen Duggan. And Vera, maybe small in stature, but big in heart, as she crosses this ball with the right hand side down towards, just two players going to crash, but the ball comes into Mairead Kelly, and Kelly opens up the shoulders and gets his ball down towards Eileen Daly, one of the unsung heroes for Fíochaill. Murphy, and is it Maeve Brady? Murphy trying to get inside. She gets it. She pops his ball off in towards Emma Constein. Constein, he's been tracked there by Eileen Daly. The ball is overhit, but it comes out to Orla Duggan, and Duggan shoots up for right hand side. Over the barrel, 1-14-13. Scores coming tick and fast here in a marvellously entertaining intermediate Camogie final. Here brought to you in association with Derek Credit Union and our outside broadcast sponsored by Michael Long Construction. There's a sub coming on for Clooney. It looks like Mary Clooney is going to be introduced for Clooney. The ball comes out to midfield.
Lorna's out wing now, Leo.
Lorna McNamara out wing forward, and Feekle would need to get, she gets this ball into Gilfile. The ball is getting to Lorna McGrath. Lorna tries to get away from the cornerback. The cornerback is Kelly. Lorna McGrath has been pulled in the jersey. A shot from McGrath. He's down over the bar. It is Gohan dressing on from Lorna McGrath. She may be in quite by her own standards, but just when you need her to be stepped on, she steps up and puts over a tremendous point, Pat McNamara.
I think it could be a great move to bring Lorna Mac out in the last 10 minutes, Leo, because, you know, she's going to win possession. She's going to have get the ball into her hand really quickly, and that time a lovely rolled pass down the wing to Lorna McGrath. Lorna McGrath did what Lorna does best, cut inside her player, and a free out there for us as we get for Kilnina Feekle again. Cut inside her player and tapped it over the bar off her lift. I think that's her first point, but Lorna has had a super game, especially the first 20 minutes, and she's all over the defence there, setting up scores, and great score for Lorna, and a very, very vital one to make it 1-15 to 13 points.
Yeah, and a free for Canadian and Regan Conway, no particular hurry. Nanchini goes across here 35 metres out from our own goals. That free on Vera Loughnane, a slap across, maybe a slightly in Yorker's frustrating pull by Kira Grogan on Vera Loughnane, but it's Regan Conway. Can she deliver this ball in towards the square? And she drives it in with all her heart and might towards Gilfile. Gilfile puts up the paw at the the ball comes to McGrath. McGrath can't get on it, but she is bringing it in soccer style, in being held there by Louise Keehan. We're 14 metres out from the Clooney goal, and it is the fullback is Jessie McMahon out to Orla Duggan. The always available Orla Duggan, and she pops that, and here comes the machine for Clooney Quinn Ryan, and the ball, oh what a catch out of the sky by Vera Loughnane, and Vera gets this ball and drives it in towards Louise Keehan and Nicola Reardon. Keehan, can she get on the ball for Kleena? She does, and she pops that ball off towards McGee. Laura McGrath robs her. McGrath, who got the last score, can she get another score? A shot from McGrath, is it not? It's got into the, it's not,
no.
But it's
going
to Gilfile. Oh, Johnny swung a fresh air from Gilfile. The ball was ready to be put into the back of the net and have to Father McNamara cup on the way home. And Johnny, somehow, it was easier to miss than put it in. But I think there was a hook from Jesse McMahon, a desperate, despairing lunge. It's still 1-15 to 13 points. And Sheila Daffy with the free out. There's Fecal Kilnina supporters throwing their head in their hands here. So it's on small margin that games can change, but Grogan does well, gets the ball out to Ryan. Robin Conway holds, she's now out the field as well, as here comes Ryan for Clooney Quinn trying to go through. She pops that ball off to Costello wins it, but it's put out by Vera Loughnane out towards the wing back gets it out here towards Lorna McNamara. In fairness, feet clean here, they come again, but the ball is from Lorna out to McGee. McGee has been harassed by McGrath. McGrath has three Clooney Quinn Collini chasing after her, but the ball is there with Louise Keehan. I thought was fouled on that occasion. We're here 40 metres out, and it comes out in McGee and Pat McNamara, or was it was Cleona Ryan at that stage, or sorry, no, it was Kira Halpin, who's played well at wing back, and a free going to be taken by Cleona Ryan. It's 1-15 to 13 points. We're in a marvellously entertaining game here in Father McNamara, and Ryan opens the shoulders and drives this down to the 20 in towards Mairead Ryan. Ryan, a couple of challenges and a heavy challenge there. Aoife Toohey, she brought down two Clooney Quinn players there with her, and Andy McMahon going to throw in the ball. We're 30 metres out from the Fecal Kilnina goals. It's 1-15 points to 13 points. It's Mairead Ryan and Regan Conway going in for the throw in. Fecal Kilnina have to batten down the hatches as Ryan gets his ball in her hand, and she pops that ball off to Duggan. Duggan won't panic as she shoots off her left hand side. Gina, the ball came back up after a great save by the goalie Quinnigan. What defensive play by Quinnigan, and was it Maeve Brady? Aoife Duggan, is she going to be pulled for a free out?
Yes.
Indeed, is that the turning point of the intermediate Camogie final? But it was at Quinnigan, and I would say it was Maeve Brady. I'd say, what a block down. We had the same yesterday from Rebecca Keating in the Senior final, but Aoife Duggan only had to put it in. Quinnigan and Brady came out of nowhere. It's still 1-15 to 13 points, Pat McNamara.
Well, Leo, if you want goal-mouth action, the last 3 minutes at both ends has given us the most amazing action. Both balls off the post. Laura McGrath came off the post, and rolled back along the line. Jodie looked to show he tapped it in 6 inches, but she was half-hooked. Anything would have done to get it in, but she just maybe put the pull a little big and it was cleared. And then above there, looked all over a certain goal after a ball off the post. Aoife Duggan in position, a yard out, free in for Kilnina Feekle now, but a yard out. And I still think it was Roisin Quilligan, although Maeve was there as well. Either way, an outstanding piece of defending.
Yeah, and great play by Kilfoyle there. She's not fazed by the goal chance she missed. She went running down a lost cause and flicked the ball away from the cornerback, and she was pulled back by Nicola Reardon. A chance for Kilkenina, and I haven't seen Lorna McNamara walk this slow. The only time I've seen her walking like slow as this is into school on a Monday morning is one goal and 15 to 13 points. A 25 metre free for Lorna McNamara, 20 metre free from Lorna McNamara. It's 1:15 to 13 points. Here, this is a vital free for Kilkenina to give him impetus. It has said, we say hello and thank all our listeners for tuning in here today on Scariff Bay Community. We hope you're enjoying it. As McNamara, the umpires walk across, James Hickey nonchalantly walking across. James won't be in any particular hurry to put up the flag. He puts up the flag now. It's 1:16 to 13 points. Sheila Deffy drives this one out, her best puck out today. Regan puts up the hand.
Oh, great stuff.
And what a puck, a catch from Regan. But the ball comes out to Robin, either by accident or design. And Laura, I think she was fouled there by Ola Duggan. A slight trip, an accidental trip. And Robin has gone down injured, and Fecal will want her back in the field to play. The ball comes down. Here's the corner. Brady, what a match this lady has had. Brady, a tremendous striker, gets the ball down to Kilfoyle. Kilfoyle puts up that hand. Kilfoyle and Jesse McMahon, two of the stronger women in the game. And here comes Kilfoyle. She's going to shoot off her left. A shot for Kilfoyle. A shot, unfortunately, it's gone to the right hand side and gone wide. That would have been a chance to put the insurance shot. Culini is on the corner. It's a puck out to Sheila Deffy. Kilnina very much in the ascendancy now. We're down to 5 minutes, but the ball come back. Duggan comes in for Kilnina. A quiet player, but a busy player. Maybe better off advised to drive that, drive that ball. He comes out to Sarah Costello. Sarah Costello is being hooked by Vera Loughnane, and it comes into Brady. What a game this lady Maeve Brady is having for Kilnina. The ball comes down. It's gone down to the sub. Is Louise Keehan. Keehan has played well also. Is she going to cross this ball? She hits this one in towards the square, and a ball in towards Deffy. Deffy is going to be chased down by Laura McGrath, but she gets her clearance away. A ball blocked out again. It comes out to Helpin. Helpin does well as she pops this ball off to Ola Duggan. Duggan gets this ball up towards Kira Grogan. The ball goes over the head of Grogan, out towards the full forward Murphy, but Murphy is brought to ground. But Murphy wins that ball again. Fecal a bit guilty, a bit lackadaisical, but the ball comes into Aoife O'Toole. Got Fecal, and Toohey gives it to Regan, who can launch this one. She doesn't. She plays composed camogie to Lorna. Lorna's going to have a go, but there's a tail in that one, and it's gone out over the fence. But I don't think Fecal will mind that. It's a puck mark again. We're in the dying moments here of the intermediate final. It's 1:16 for Kilkenina, and a sharp puck out to Sinead McGee. Robin was a small beat, Donna Culler at that moment, but the ball comes out to McGee. She's being chased by Robin. Robin closes her down. The ball comes into Murphy. Kilkenina have to be vigilant. Murphy shoots off her left hand side, and it's gone over the bar. 1:16 to 14 points. A sub on for Clooney Quinn. Maya Dunn is coming on for Clooney, and it looks like, is it Sarah Costello is going off for Clooney Quinn? Pat McNamara.
There's no more we can say, Ed, about Deirdre Murphy, Leo. What an absolute approaching player of the game, even though Kilina Fecal have a few of those in line as well. I think that, you know, Jodie Guilfoyle there is causing absolute consternation when the ball goes in. Okay, she might have missed a score or two. She's got a great point, but it's just that they know the risk that she is, and, you know, she's causing all kind of palpitations in the defence, and, you know, all that helps because it creates a little bit of uncertainty in there. So it was a great move on their part, and it's a good thing she has just enough fitness to take part and compete for the ball up there, and there may be yet another score later, who knows, because she's really threatening.
And here come Clooney Quinn. They're not going to die. It's Mairead Ryan gone through the middle. She's held up there by Maeve Brady. Maeve Brady, I tell you, if you ever give away a free, it's 1:16 to 14 points. And the time, we're going to be, Andy McMahon is 29 minutes gone here. Yeah. We're going to be at the referee, and I think, is it Maeve Brady? He's taken a carte bouille, the first carte bouille in the game.
Back in, no,
goes to Maeve Brady. Deirdre Murphy, what will Deirdre do with this one? Does Kira Culini is on the corner, and the clock is just ticking on to the 30 minutes here in Father McNamara Park. Is Murphy going to put this one out there, or is she going to go for the juggler? She's not. There must be plenty of time left. It's 1:16 to 15 points. Andy McMahon looking at the orator, giving no signal to Joe Mullins as of yet, but it's Roisin Quinnigan with the puck out for Fecal Kilnina. It's 1:16 to 15 points.
Three minutes extra time.
Three minutes. available here in Father McNamara Park. Laura McGray has to win possession of free kick for Kinnear, and she doesn't do that. He comes out to clean a right, took maybe a step or two, but the ball comes out. It's come out to Emily Costello. Emily Costello being flicked away by Toohey. Toohey sticking to her ground. The ball goes out. It comes out to Ola. Ola Duggan. This is a dangerous ball in on the top. It comes into Mary Clune. It comes out to Emily Costello, or the sub. The sub is number 21, is Maya Dunn. And the ball is flicked away. But I tell you, the Clooney rear guard. The ball comes out to, is a shot from the corner for Mary Clune. And the ball.
Oh no.
Oh, Regan. The ball was gone out. Gohar and Lena out for a wide ball. It's a chance for Clooney Quinn.
No, Regan is injured there, I'd say, in that exchange. It was seen to be going wide. No, we're not certain to have gone wide either. There was a danger. There was a chance it was going to go wide, but she made sure there was going to be no possession by sliding into the player. So this is a 20 metre field.
But Orla Duggan is sliding with intent here. Fecal Kilinina. This is where they have to get this one out. It's
160.
There's a player loose
beside the striker.
And I think this is Lorna McNamara has been told to go back and pick up Orla Duggan. Deirdre Murphy. We're gone over the edit time here, or into edit time here. Murphy looks like she's going for the green flag on this one. Fecal Kilinina aligned the goals. Can they have repelled the Clooney attack so far? Murphy, she's gone for it. A ball. It's cleared. Evelyn Duggan. A ball out. They have to clear it. And Regan. Indeed, it is Eileen Daly. Eileen Daly clears it out for Fecal Kilinina. But the ball comes out to Orla Duggan. Laura McGrath for Fecal. Laura McGrath and Orla Duggan. And a pullback by Orla Duggan. And Pat McNamara, to be fair to Clooney Quinn, that was a free of the very, very softest variety.
Softest ever, but I have to hand it to Laura McGrath, Leo. What a heart that little girl has. She's just a fantastic player. She has won more ball she shouldn't have won today and stopped, even if she didn't get it up and score, she stopped more clearance. She just throws herself in there with absolute courage and plenty of skill as well to see what's around her when she has the ball. So that was a great win there. Now, she got a soft free, but having said that, you know, the heart of that girl, I've admired it for years, and she's showing it today when it really matters.
And Regan, I thought Regan might hit it towards the corner flag, but indeed she puts up to Gilfile, who puts up the hurley. She's gone to ground. Jordy, she puts in the hurley's block down at Jesse McMahon. And Regan needs to win. But she's robbed by Grogan. And Grogan is going, what a flick away from Ella McNamara. Towards Deirdre Murphy. Deirdre Murphy for Clooney. We're gone in. The ball has gone into Mary Clune. Mary Clune. And I tell you, the bodies, Fecal need the bodies to get back. Clooney's gone in. She's gone towards the 21. She won't carried it, but the ball comes out to Grogan. Grogan, her touch let her down. He comes to Avian. A shot, a goal for Clooney Quinn. And now it's squeaky bum time. It's 1-16 to 1-15. And Roisin Quinnigan is running to hit the puck out. But
the marking, we just didn't come back.
The referee is calling for the ball. He's calling for it. It's all over. And Michael Kilinina have won the intermediate championship. Pat McNamara. It had to be the dying moment. I thought he'd give him one more chance for Clooney Quinn.
In that case, they usually give the puck out and just wait for the next play. If Clooney Quinn won it, they'd be looking for a free or a shot, a snapshot from far out. But very unusual, they called it straight away. Thankful for us. So the goal, you could say, was got on the stroke of the game being over. A great finish. Clooney Quinn, you have to give it to them. What heart they showed. Unbelievable battling qualities. And they took over a lot of that second half. We marked, Fecal Kilinina marked terribly badly for that last goal. We were just, I'd say, too intent on waiting for the game to finish and didn't do the duty, but thank God they've got away with it. And for the first time ever, the amalgamation, Newell amalgamation at all levels, up to now senior, we can say, have won the intermediate, the Father Murray Cup. And isn't it fitting, Leo, I'll just make this comment, that the Father Murray Cup is going back to Kilinina, because he founded the Kilinina Club in 1959. Lots of Fecal players played with them as well down the years in the Windsor Senior Championships. Isn't it just the wheel to sort of full circle that now the Murray Cup comes back to where he founded the original Kilinina Club? And now Kilinina and Fecal together brilliantly have won the intermediate. Everybody has said they'll make a lovely scene with him when it happens. They are there now, and I can't wait for their progress in the future.
Indeed, history has a habit of repeating itself, and history is a great thing. And Maura Conway is joined us. I know Maura is about to hop the fence, but she held back there to go in and congratulate her daughter and the Fecal Kilinina players. Maura, it went down to the wire, a tremendous game of camogie. Again, the goal from Robin Conway in the first half was the difference between both teams.
Absolutely. And I mean, we spoke about experience and we spoke about age. I mean, the young girls there today, they showed no fear. They were just absolutely brilliant. You couldn't be disheartened for Clooney Quinn. A point, like, it's been beaten by a point, might as well have been beaten by 10. It's so hard for them, I suppose, in all fairness. I'm delighted for the Fecal Kilnina girls. They have worked hard. They were so disappointed last year. But it's the old, it's the old saying, you lose and you learn. You win, you celebrate. Today, those girls can celebrate. Last year, they learned from their loss. And I am delighted for them, absolutely delighted for them.
Maura, we're not going to hold you any longer. I know there's tears of joy streaming down your face. Go to Míle Maith, Maura, and Pat McNamara. You know, before, look at all credit due to Fecal Kilnina. Great credit due to Clooney Queen also. They made a tremendous intermediate final. Pat, we're looking at players of the game, and there's no doubt there's a lot of players would come into your thoughts. But I think, well, at the end of the day, before you give who the official player of the game is, as you know, and quite understand me, I'm in 100% agreement with the player of the match. I thought she was the difference between the two teams. I know maybe Robin Conway. You might go through the names, Pat.
Well, look at Deirdre Murphy, first of all, was seriously in contention, Leo. Deirdre Murphy was seriously in contention for player of the game. You'd have to say that. Ciara Grogan, similarly. Orla Dugan, maybe later on. Maria Ryan at times from the, and I thought Jessie McMahon at times, they played very well as well for Clooney Quinn. On the other side then, you had, I thought Maeve Brady had a tremendous game, especially after moving back, an outstanding second half there, last quarter. Laura McGrath, Vera Lucknan, welcome return, Evelyn Duke. You know, there's a lot you could name there, in fairness. Ella McNamara, Zian, Aoife Tuohy, Eileen Daly, great clearance there then. But look at Robin Conway, it's between, I think, two. For the scoring, Robin Conway and Lorna, and I think everybody here, including officials from Clare County Board and other media, have decided that it's Lorna McNamara gets player of the match, simply because of the her scoring exploits, her free taking and her use of the ball, small little things she did just that, you know, kept the game moving in terms of the scoreboard, and a really great target player. I think she's coming over now to talk to the people on the sideline here, yeah. But Lorna happens to be my godchild, as it happened, stuck for her as a little baby. She'd be by Gerard's her dad, former Fecal goalie, Gerard for years in goals of Fecal, won a senior medal in 88, first cousin of mine. So Lorna is a player I've known since she was about 6 years, pucking around the Flegmont National School, so I'm absolutely delighted for Lorna. Beautiful player. She has all the skills.
Oh, there's no doubt, all the skills and the former skills there as well, Pat. And you know, when a young player with a bright, bright future, you know. But again, for Fecal Kilnina, but I tell you one thing, Pat, if you look back, and was a major decision near the end, a save, not a decision, but a save. I think that's on Quilligan in the goals, without doubt. You know, she came in this year when Shauna Kenny was injured and has performed more than capably. But a tremendous one and one save, which, you know, kept out the challenge of Clooney Quinn. And I think maybe that was another major turning point in this game, Pat.
It was. I think if that goal had been conceded, I think we'd have been sunk. The other thing I have to say, Leo, is that I thought over the whole game, Lauren Conway showed great leadership. Well done, Carmel, Carmel McGrath, and we're going to give Carmel the headphones, because I know what it means to her. So Carmel, I'll just hand you over the headphones here and we'll talk to Leo.
Yeah, as Carmel gets booted up here. Carmel, congratulations, a marvellous victory. You can see even you weren't even playing and you're out of it, but what a tremendous game of Camogie. And you know, all juice to all the girls that were out on the field to play, Clooney and Fecal Kilnina, it went to the wire. But look, thank God for Fecal Kilnina's part, intermediate champions.
Oh my God, I cannot believe it. I cannot, I'm emotional. We have waited so long for this. We have tried and tried, and oh my God, when it comes, it's just amazing. Huge credit to Clooney Quinn. This was an exhibition of Camogie today. From start to finish, you have to give it to the Clare Camogie board, the field, the setup, and those 30 plus girls on the field. Oh my good God, it was some exhibition. It's absolutely super. And you couldn't pick one above the other. Everybody died with their boots on out there today. It was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You're out of bit, Cameron.
I'm just so emotional.
But Cameron, you know, there was a lot of talking points during the game. The goals, they say goals win matches, the saves win matches, the misses, you had everything, you just had everything for a Camogie game. It went down to the wire. Now, I haven't said that Clooney got the goal with the last minute. We thought there'd be another puck out. For Fecal Kilnina, said thank God there weren't, you know.
Absolutely,
it's a win.
Yeah.
But overall, on the balance of play, maybe at the end, Fecal Kilnina just about deserved the victory.
I think overall we probably were the better team. You know, over the 60 plus minutes and kind of our 15-17 squad, we used two subs. I think we were just that little bit better. I think Clooney were maybe dependent on a couple of players, and you know, they had some superb performances there, there's no doubt about it. But we just had that, maybe that better balance, or that extra balance, that few extra players today. And we were, I think, as well as that, from Clooney Quinn perspective, they had a few wide from place balls. We didn't, and they all led up. When it comes down to, what was it, a point in
one
the
point,
end?
Cody and one.
Yeah, when it comes down to a point, like, you know, what can you say? It's those place balls and that can make a huge difference as well.
Indeed, Cameron, I know you're going to be enjoying the celebration. Fíochil Cliath Club, very much in this since having a great year. They're also in the minor final.
Yes.
Now going on to represent Clare in a Munster Club competition, which we said, Pat, could happen earlier on in the year, and we look forward to following the exploits of Fíochil Cliath in the Munster Club, and we should do very best in that.
Fantastic.
Great times. And again, Carmel, this just doesn't happen today. It's the underage structure that people put in the work at underage, bringing the players through, and it's a total... It's a club success.
It is, and as well as that, you have to remember that this is our first year as a club of Fíochil Cliath together. So what a way to celebrate your coming together. You know, everyone will remember 2020 is the year of COVID. We won't. We'll remember it as the year that we won the intermediate and we're gone up senior finally. That's our memory of it. And we'll do our best as we move on then to represent Clare in the next month or whatever it is. I think it's 4th of October or something or something like that. I don't know, something like that anyway.
Dates mean nothing today.
No, absolutely nothing.
And Cameron, with that, congratulations.
Thank
once
you.
Again.
Thank
and we
you.
Wish you enjoy, I'm not sure where the celebrations, in the school I suppose, but anyway, enjoy the celebrations.
Thanks,
Cormina,
thanks.
And we look forward to it. Pat McNamara, you know, again, as Fíochil Cliath go up to receive
the presentation as well, and we won't be able to get a speaker for a few minutes, Cecilia.
No, but we'll be
the emotion.
We'll be soon closing up here as
we're on
our way to another big game later on here in O'Garney Park. It's intermediate hurling semi final. Pat, a final thought. To me, this kind of, I know you're a proud man. You know, you remember the teaching staff there in that parish for a long time.
Girls went to like Montandrum and Dora, and we were together at schools. But look at it. It's a combined. It's a Fíochil Cliath amalgamation. Now it's one team and I think that's their strength. They have combined so well. There's no such thing as where you're from or where you're not from. They just combined. But the emotion there in Carmel's voice, Leah, you know, and Maura, I mean, it tells you what it means. Absolutely everything. And to win it, look at the standard of the Camogie. I mean, we are actually privileged to be standing
Pat,
here
be honest,
getting into
Pat,
these games and able to watch them.
They're two teams, Pat, fit for senior Camogie.
Correct. I mean, they would be at home in senior, and we're just hoping it'll be proved next year that Fíochil Cliath will. But we know how physically hard yesterday's final was, and we know what's required. You know, you need such a combination of things to compete well in senior. But look, we won't talk about that for the moment. I look, Clooney Cameron are still stunned. You know, they've lost by a point. Having said that, if the referee had blown up, let's say 30 seconds sooner, and the goal wasn't scored, they probably wouldn't feel quite as bad. But to be doing that within a point, and maybe have won the puck out if he had allowed it, that they are the margins, Leo, and referees. You know, we complained about our two decisions. I think we always do, but overall, I think he had a good game. In fairness, it was courage to blow it up because he could have given the 30 seconds for the sake of it and didn't do that either. And I mean, Clooney might have wished it was. Fíochil Cliath wished it wasn't. And I know we're under pressure of time.
Yeah, I know. In fairness to the referee, he showed Orla Duggan his watch after the game. There's no doubt that the time was gone well into it.
Yeah.
When they got the goal,
it was 4 minutes. Four and a half.
At the end of the day, that doesn't account for very little.
Actually, 34-14.
But at the end of the day, we must congratulate all in Clare Camogie, the Clare Camogie Board. What a feast of Camogie they put on here for us in Feather McNamara Park this weekend. Congratulations to all the winners. Unfortunately, commiserations to the vanquished. But on today's scoreline, it's Fíochil Cliath who are the county intermediate Camogie champions, the Father Liam Murray Cup, quite aptly going back to Fíochil Cliath tonight, as Pat gave you the history on that. So from all in Father McNamara Park, on a scoreline of 116 to 115, as Joe O'Donnell, the Cathaoirleach of the Clare Camogie Board, about to make the presentation, it's the glory and joy for Fíochil Cliath, their intermediate champions for 2020. My thanks to co-commentator Pat McNamara, my thanks to our station manager who was living in a tent out the back here for the weekend, that's Jim Collins. So from all who contributed to our broadcast from Father McNamara Park this weekend, Maura Conway and Cameron McGrath, from all here
onto the hurling,
and now we hit on for O'Garney Park and Sixmore Bridge. For now, it's Bannock Day, August Lawn.